Part 3. You'll hear 5 short extracts in which people are talking about what they consider to be the most important feature of a job. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H the feature each person considers most important. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
For most people, large numbers on a monthly payslip, challenging work, a pleasant working environment, respect from colleagues and a good employer are what make a job bearable or even enjoyable. Of course, it would be nice to be wealthy enough not to have to work at all. But the vast majority of us can't live a comfortable life without having to work, including me. So I choose the next best thing, which is not having to battle against other commuters trying to get to work on time during the rush hour. And it's not only artists like me who can work only when we feel like it. Modern technology now allows people in a host of professions to do something similar.
Speaker 2.
There was a recent competition for what was claimed to be the best job in the world. When I read the job description, I agreed with the organizer's opinion. It was for the position of caretaker, but not any old caretaker. It was for the caretaker of a tropical island off the coast of Australia, and the job came with a luxury 3-bedroom home, a plunge pool, and a paycheck of £70,000 for a 6-month contract. It's not a huge sum, but it isn't anything to turn your nose up at either. The job entailed exploring the island and writing monthly reports. Imagine not having someone looking over your shoulder and giving you instructions every 5 minutes. That, for me, would be perfect.
Speaker 3.
I really feel sorry for people who hate their job. In most cases, these people have no choice in the matter. They work in places where they do the same thing day in, day out, which can't possibly provide any kind of job satisfaction. I know I shouldn't say this, but I'd rather not work at all if it meant being given the same work to do every day. Having difficulties to overcome forces you to think about situations from all angles, so there is no chance of being bored. You just don't have the time. I realize that such a job could have a negative impact on your social life because you'll probably have to work late and at weekends, but I don't care. The sense of fulfillment you get would make giving up your own time worthwhile.
Speaker 4.
It's becoming more and more difficult to get a decent job these days. There is a lot of competition, even for work that might otherwise attract far fewer applicants. This tends to make employers take their workers for granted. If my boss treated me this way, I'd probably leave, no matter how interesting the job was. In my opinion, getting recognition for working well makes the job worth having. I'd never expect to be praised all the time. But some motivation in the form of a few encouraging words now and again would go a long way to making me feel I wasn't being treated like a robot.
Speaker 5.
If you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. That's what they say, isn't it? I think it's true to some extent, but I believe that the reward you get for what you do can sometimes be more important than the job itself. You could, for example, be doing something like cooking as a volunteer for the homeless. I don't think many people would find the actual cooking appealing, but the fact that you were improving their lives and showing them that someone cares would bring more than a little satisfaction.
Now you'll hear part three again. Speaker one.
For most people, large numbers on a monthly payslip, challenging work, a pleasant working environment, respect from colleagues and a good employer are what make a job bearable or even enjoyable. Of course, it would be nice to be wealthy enough not to have to work at all. But the vast majority of us can't live a comfortable life without having to work, including me. So I choose the next best thing, which is not having to battle against other commuters trying to get to work on time during the rush hour. And it's not only artists like me who can work only when we feel like it. Modern technology now allows people in a host of professions to do something similar.
Speaker 2.
There was a recent competition for what was claimed to be the best job in the world. When I read the job description, I agreed with the organizer's opinion. It was for the position of caretaker, but not any old caretaker. It was for the caretaker of a tropical island off the coast of Australia, and the job came with a luxury three-bedroom home, a plunge pool, and a paycheck of £70,000 for a six-month contract. It's not a huge sum, but it isn't anything to turn your nose up at either. The job entailed exploring the island and writing monthly reports. Imagine not having someone looking over your shoulder and giving you instructions every 5 minutes. That, for me, would be perfect.
Speaker 3.
I really feel sorry for people who hate their job. In most cases, these people have no choice in the matter. They work in places where they do the same thing day in, day out, which can't possibly provide any kind of job satisfaction. I know I shouldn't say this, but I'd rather not work at all if it meant being given the same work to do every day. Having difficulties to overcome forces you to think about situations from all angles, so there is no chance of being bored. You just don't have the time. I realize that such a job could have a negative impact on your social life because you'll probably have to work late and at weekends, but I don't care. The sense of fulfillment you get would make giving up your own time worthwhile.
Speaker 4.
It's becoming more and more difficult to get a decent job these days. There is a lot of competition, even for work that might otherwise attract far fewer applicants. This tends to make employers take their workers for granted. If my boss treated me this way, I'd probably leave, no matter how interesting the job was. In my opinion, getting recognition for working well makes the job worth having. I'd never expect to be praised all the time. But some motivation in the form of a few encouraging words now and again would go a long way to making me feel I wasn't being treated like a robot.
Speaker 5.
If you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. That's what they say, isn't it? I think it's true to some extent, but I believe that the reward you get for what you do can sometimes be more important than the job itself. You could, for example, be doing something like cooking as a volunteer for the homeless. I don't think many people would find the actual cooking appealing, but the fact that you were improving their lives and showing them that someone cares would bring more than a little satisfaction.
That is the end of part three. Now turn to part four.